You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. Hallelujah. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying. Amen. We thank you, Lord. This is where we're just spending some time in the Lord's presence. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we're stepping into spirit and in truth. Amen. On this blessed day, in this blessed time, we're stepping in the place of encouragement. We're stepping in the place of remembering and chewing on and meditating on the promises of God. We're stepping in the place of being reminded how God is in control and nothing is too hard for him. We're stepping into the place, hallelujah, of faith. We're stepping in a place of drawing nigh unto the Lord, and he draw nigh unto us. We're stepping into the place of being in the Lord's presence. The Bible says where two or more of us are gathered, there I am in the midst. Hallelujah. We're stepping into the place of having our belief being stirred up in that God is God of miracles, signs, and wonders, and that when, as we chase him down, as we chase God down, blessings, his miracles, his signs, his wonders, hallelujah, his power, hallelujah, his favor, hallelujah, his peace, hallelujah, his love, hallelujah, his healing power, hallelujah, his resurrecting power, hallelujah, is overtaking us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this time to be in your presence. We thank you for this time of intimacy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this gathering where we can come and get in proximity to you. The Bible tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God, and we need to do some hearing, Lord Jesus. We need to have our faith stirred up, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We need you, hallelujah. We're seeking after you, oh God. You are our source, Lord God. You are our answer, Lord God. You are our help, Lord God. You are our way, Lord God. You are our truth, Lord God. Oh, yes. You are our living water, Lord God. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. You, oh God, turn the bitter places in our life, the bitter places in our heart, the bitter places in our soul, the bitter places in our mind, hallelujah, into fresh living water. You, oh God, are our shepherd, hallelujah. You, Lord God, leadeth us, and your ways are not like our ways. Hallelujah. And even though we shall walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou, you are with us. You are Yahweh. I am that I am, who met Moses, who called Moses on the side of the mountain and led him into Egypt and led, hallelujah, him before Pharaoh and led him and your children out of Israel, out of Egypt into the wilderness and two, a land flowing with milk and honey. Lord God, we want to follow you. Hallelujah. Lord God, we are seeking your face. Lord God, we are cleaving to you. Hallelujah. I'm reminded even right now of a psalm, Psalm 27 in verse 8. And give me 1 second while I pull it up, because I did not have it planned, but we're flowing with the Holy Spirit. We need you, which reminds me, we need you, Holy Spirit, in order to pray. For we know not how we ought to pray. Psalm 27 in verse 8. No, let's start at verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Oh, yes, Lord. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. God is telling us on this day, hallelujah, and in this now, hallelujah, and in this season, hallelujah, and in this year, hallelujah, and in our life, for the rest of our life, hallelujah. When thou saidest, seek ye my face. When you, Lord, say, seek ye my face, God is saying, seek ye my face. Get your face in my face. Get your face in my face. In front before the computer, and from before the TV, and from before what we're seeing on this earth. Get in my face. And from before the people, the person. Some of us, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, we're seeking the person to be the answer, to fix and to change and to make us happy and to make it right and to make it better and to cause the word that God gave us to come to pass. We're seeking the wrong one. We're seeking you, oh God. Let's get our face before the Lord. Hallelujah. He is the first. You, God, are the first and the last, say so. The first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. When thou saidest, the psalmist said, a psalm of David, when he said, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, what else will I seek? Our heart is saying unto you, O God, your face is what we will seek. Your face, oh God. Your face is what we are seeking. Your face, oh God, is what we are seeking. Your presence, oh God, is what we are needing. Your voice, oh God, Jesus, is what we are needing. When Adam was in the garden, hallelujah. When Adam was in the garden, it is the voice of God that he met with in the cool of the day. Your voice, oh God. Oh, Jesus. Your voice, oh God, is what we need. Hallelujah. Your truth, oh God, is what we desire, what we are desperate for. Your way is what we submit and conform to. Oh, Lord, we need you. Oh, Lord, we desire you. Oh, Lord, we are hungry and thirsty for you. Oh Lord, we are desperate for you. Oh Lord, we are begging for you. Oh Lord, we are pleading for you. We need to hear your word, oh God. We need to hear, oh God, and we desire to know what you think, oh God. When we know what we think, and there's a lot of thoughts to think about the thing, oh God, but what we desire most is, what do you think regarding the thing, regarding the person, regarding the situation? What do you say? Hallelujah. We want, oh God, to be a people after your own heart. Lord God, we desire intimacy, greater intimacy with you. Lord God, we want to be so close to you that we smell your breath. Yes, Lord. Lord God, it is your presence that we covet. It is your presence that is our passion. Let your presence be our passion, oh God. Oh Lord, hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, for your presence in our lives, oh God. Lord God, help us to be like you, Jesus, to be lowly of heart, to be meek, hallelujah, to be humble, hallelujah. Lord God, we humble ourselves before you, oh God. Lord God, we turn our attention to you, oh God. Lord God, you be our affection, hallelujah. You be our greatest love, oh God. You, Jesus, hallelujah. You, oh God, rule our emotions, hallelujah. You, oh God, take authority over our minds, oh God. We declare that we have the mind of Christ, hallelujah. Help us to be aware, oh God, because we are so much in your presence, hallelujah. The thoughts begin to discern themselves, hallelujah, that we come into the knowing that, oh no, this is not a thought from the Lord. We spend so much time with you till we easily identify, hallelujah, your thoughts versus our thoughts. Your thoughts, hallelujah, versus thoughts that were formed by way of trauma and by way of hurt and by way of rejection and by way of being neglected and by way of being unattended to and by way, hallelujah, of having to protect, feeling like we have to protect self, oh God, and by way of even the enemy, oh God. Oh Lord, we desire you, hallelujah. We desire you, hallelujah, over a thing, over an accolade, over even an answer that is possible. We desire you over a dollar, over a fame, over, hallelujah, some credits on a resume. Oh, we desire you, oh God, hallelujah. We desire you, oh God. And as we desire you, we ask you on this day, what do you desire from us, Hallelujah. We want to be a sweet aroma to you, O God. What do you desire from us? Let us be a people and turn into a people who are seeking to please you, O God, and not ourselves. Seeking to please you, O God, and not other people. Seeking to please you, O God, and not our flesh. Seeking to please you, O God. Ah, Jesus. We desire your presence. Hallelujah. We desire your presence. Hallelujah. We desire to abide in the place of communing with you, O God. We desire, hallelujah, to dwell in a place of constant communication with you, O God. We desire to rest in a place of unceasing prayer, O God. Ah, Jesus, hallelujah. We desire, O God, more of you. And less of us, oh God, we desire, hallelujah, to be a blessing to you. Lord God, we exalt you. We lift you on high, hallelujah. In a time of chaos, hallelujah. In a time of doing right in the eyes of self, hallelujah. In a time of injustice and oppression. In a time, hallelujah, of a hurting and fear and pain, oh God. We can take our eyes off of the prize, and you are our prize, and you are our problem solver. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, and you are our peace, and you are our promise, and you are our promise keeper. And you are our promised land. Hallelujah. Let you be our promised land. And we want to explore, hallelujah, our promised land of you, God, to know the depths and the lengths and the widths and the heights, even into in which you love us, oh God. We, oh God, want to come into our true identity, oh God, by merely basking in your presence, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, as we are hugging on you, oh God, we thank you for the sweet aroma, the perfuming that you're doing unto us, the fresh anointing that you are drenching us in, oh God. We thank you how you are comforting us, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, God. We need, we want you. Our prayer today, oh God, is remove the distractions and the things, hallelujah, that's keeping us out of a greater intimacy with you, oh God. Our prayer today is more Jesus. I even hear our prescription today is more Jesus. I even hear our answer today is more Jesus. More alone time with Jesus. More obeying Jesus. More abiding in Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you are, yes, God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. For you are Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. There is no pain, no ailment, no condition, no diagnosis. There is no affliction, no infirmity that you cannot handle, that you cannot solve, that you cannot address, that you cannot cure. You are our cure. Hallelujah. You are our cure. Hallelujah. Jesus is our cure. Hallelujah. And you are in the healing business today. Oh God, we thank you for healing right now. Oh God, you are our healer. And we choose to believe and are pressing in the place of believing that you are able to heal us. Heal, oh God, hallelujah, in a way that you, hallelujah, will get the glory. In a way, oh God, that will have us talking about you and not the issue. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Heal us, oh God, in a way that'll change even the way people identify us. For I am recalling how in scripture that people, we before your healing encounter, the people will be known by their diagnosis. They will be known by their ailment. They will be known by their physical affliction. For example, the woman with the issue of blood. We met her as the woman with the issue of blood. Her faith pressed through what people called her, what the doctor said, hallelujah. And she, after having an encounter with you, where you said your faith, daughter, she went from a woman with the issue of blood to daughter. Your faith hath made thee whole. I hear the Lord. Daughter, your faith has made thee whole. Son, your faith has made thee whole. We need more of you, O God. And even right now, as an act of faith, and those who are believing and needing healing under the sound of my voice, lay your hand on that area. Hallelujah. Even lay your hand and touch every part of your body and say, Lord, I believe, hallelujah, in your healing power. Lord, I believe and I declare and decree that I'm healed. I am whole, I am well, and I am blessed. Lord God, we need you. Lord God, we need you. And it doesn't matter how long we've been dealing with the thing. Hallelujah. I believe and I declare and decree that we are healed in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you are Jehovah Shalom. Yes, we need you. The Lord, our peace. So where there is internal unrest, external unrest, emotional unrest, relational unrest, yes, hallelujah, physical unrest, professional unrest, wherever there is worry, hallelujah, wherever there is fear, hallelujah, wherever there is anxiety, hallelujah, wherever there is depression, hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus, for your peace. You are the Prince of Peace. And the peace you give us is not like this world gives. We desire your peace, oh God. We want more of your peace, oh God. We want more of you, oh God. Let peace, your peace, oh God, rule our life. Let your peace dictate our decisions. Let your peace be our response. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Sometimes, hallelujah, to have the response of peace all the time, one time, I don't know, but time, there's times where to have the response of peace requires faith. It requires doing it by faith. Lord, we need you. Hallelujah. We need you in order to do peace. We do peace by faith. We forgive by faith. Hallelujah. We choose to love by faith. Yes. It requires, I have to work my faith in order to love you. Come on. We love to say, faith without works is dead when it comes to almost like, sometimes I feel like we use that to be able to justify our doing, like make it happen. We got to make it happen. What about making love happen by faith? I have to love you by faith. I have to forgive you by faith. Okay. I have to be patient by faith. I gotta work my faith in being patient. Whew. Lord God, we need you in order to be patient. Lord God, we need you. We need more of you. Getting more of you will improve the quality of our trust life. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. More of you, oh God. 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 We worship you right now. More of you, Holy Spirit. Yes. More of you, Jesus. Yes. More of you. More of you when we sleep. Getting more of you will improve our sleep. More of you. Hallelujah. More of you. More of you. Let us just say that. More of you. In this season, I'm getting more of you. I want to be rich in the presence of God. Rich in the presence of God. Because we can seek after riches on the earth and still be poor. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We can seek after and get the riches on the earth and still be poor. We can seek after being known and being having fame and having people talk about us and still be a stranger to God. Ooh, Shandaraba Sitiya. And be unpopular with God. Come on, somebody. And be a nobody with God. Oh, Shataro Bokurosia. We want your presence, Lord God. We desire your presence, Lord God, in anything, hallelujah, in our life, in any way in our life, in any habit of our life, oh God, that causes a fracture in our relationship with you. We give you permission, oh God, have your way with it, deal with it. Surgically remove it. Remove, take the desire off of even our heart, our tongue, oh God. Change our appetite. Yes, change us, oh God. Change us, oh God, so that we can be more like you and be more in your presence. Whatever needs to be changed in us, whatever needs to be changed in our environment, whatever needs to be changed in our atmosphere, whatever needs to be changed in the real estate of our mind, whatever needs to be changed, oh God, in our ways, whatever needs to be changed, hallelujah, in our eyesight, in our perspective, whatever needs to be changed, oh God, we, hallelujah, say change it, oh God. We want to be, yes, Lord, hallelujah, more like you. I'm reminded, hallelujah, of David, hallelujah, when his sin was brought to him by the prophet, when he slept with Bathsheba, hallelujah, and had her husband set on the front line to ultimately be killed, and his sin was brought before him by the prophet, he quickly repented. He quickly did an about face, hallelujah, to get back in the presence of God. Oh Lord, where and what do we need to do in about face? Oh Lord, hallelujah. We desire your presence, oh God. Oh Lord, your presence is what we need. Your presence, oh God. Your presence, oh God. Please, God, we want your presence, oh God. If I go back to the Psalm 27, hold on, I got to turn to it. But then literally the next verse, we read verse 8 where it says, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. And verse 9 says, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Lord, hide not thy face from us, O God. Let that be our number one concern. Lord, hide not your face from us. Oh, hallelujah. Let that be our number one prayer point. Lord God, hide not thy face from us. Lord God, we seek your face. Our whole heart is seeking your face. Oh, God, in this hour and in this day and in this time and in this week and in this month and in this year, oh, God, we are loving you and we are choosing to love you, oh, God, with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind and all of our strength, oh, God. We don't want to grieve you, oh, God. We don't want to grieve you, oh, God. We don't like to grieve, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rabasaya. And we don't want you to grieve. And so, God, I thank you that even for those who are grieving and in any place that is grieving, hallelujah, we can be grieving in the area of our finances, grieving in the area of our family, grieving in the area of our careers, grieving in the area of our personal life, grieving in the area of relationships, grieving in the area of marriage, grieving, hallelujah, in the area concerning our children, grieving wherever we are grieving. I thank you, oh God, that you are comforting us, but let us comfort you by being pleasing unto you. Oh, did we ever think, was that even a thing that I think I can comfort God by not grieving him, not grieving the Holy Spirit? Let us not grieve you. Help us to not grieve you, oh God. Whew. Jesus. Aye, Korobosia, your presence. Your presence. Your presence is the riches we desire. Your presence is the blessing we desire. Your presence is the thing we desire. Your presence that where your presence is, lack can't be. Where your presence is, sickness can't be. Where your presence is, demons can't be. Come on, hallelujah, Rabbasaya. Everything must bow. Where your presence is, strife cannot be. It must bow. We can afford to have more of your presence, no matter the cost. What is the cost? For quality things, luxurious things, and we are able and we have it, we will pay it and spend it to have the best of the best. What is God asking us to pay for more of his presence? Let us not be cheap with God. Let us not be cheap with God. Let us not rob God. More, more, more of your presence, no matter the cost, because there is a cost, no matter the cost. More of you, Lord. Your presence is heaven to us, and we thank you for heaven on earth. Thank you for seeing about us. Thank you for checking on us. Thank you for having mercy on us. Thank you for remembering us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for going before us, making every crooked path straight, every rough place smooth. Thank you, O God, for ordering our footsteps. Thank you, O God, for avenging us. Thank you, O God, for fighting on our behalf. Thank you, O God, for contending with the things that's contending with us. Thank you, O God, for speaking on our behalf. Thank you, O God, that as we just simply run to you, you are the change agent. Oh, Lord. Your presence is our prayer request. Your presence is our desire. Your presence is what we're yearning for. Your presence is what we seek. Your presence is what we long for. Your presence is what we love more than anything. Your presence. And we thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Ya berekeka Adonai veshmerecha, Ya er Adonai panavalecha vikoneka, Yisa Adonai panavalecha veyasem lecha shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.